Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to The Artist Prepared. I am your host, Mr. J the Actor. My next guest coming to the stage is from Columbus, Georgia, who has the essence of a small town kid with bigger dreams. From a street poet to a recording artist releasing a series of freestyles and gritty mixtapes. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Neo Play.
Flex is in the building for an exclusive interview on this great Artist Prepared, man. We had to bring it back. Me and the homie have been trying to link up to get this interview. But, hey, we here now, man. So we're going to get into some things, man. Learn a little bit about you, your process. And, you know, we just going to make it do what it do, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here for it.
Hey, before we get started, though, man, you're an artist, man. You know, we don't like to hop in nothing cold. So we want, you know, I got a few rapid fire questions for you. So I was going to ask you something. You just give me your straight up answer. No deep thought. Just, you know, straight off the top of the dome. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it. So would you rather be signed to Cash Money or Roc Nation?
Cash Money.
I can't even be mad at you, but that was
I was talking about that on my pod, man.
That I was like, no, when I was young, I definitely wanted that Cash Money change.
Yeah.
it was serious, man. All right, so next one. Would you rather have a platinum album or have a Grammy?
Give me a platinum album. This shit don't come with trophy.
Right. Yeah, I take that. I take that all day. Let me get that.
Right.
All right. So next one. Name an artist who inspires you. One artist that inspires you.
Shit, Wayne.
Wayne.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong. All right, so we know you a rapper. You in a hip-hop genre. Other than rap, name your favorite genre of music to listen to.
Shit. R&B, of course. R&B. I listen to country.
Oh, where you listen to country? Okay.
Yeah, listen to country and shit, man.
That's where you probably get your storytelling from, because they be telling some stories in the country, though.
Oh, yeah, they tell you some shit. you get past the twang,
right?
Get past the twang and shit. You know what I'm saying? And depending on the style, I mean, cause
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, just like hip hop too. You know what I'm saying? We got a little samples and shit or whatever.
Yeah.
On that country side, you know what I'm saying? They can dip into like the whole banjos and shit or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm saying, whatever. Like, I don't really rock with that too tough, but like,
right.
On the more, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's really just like white version of R&B. Honestly.
I got you. All right, last one, dog. If you could write for one artist right now, who would it be? Any artist in the world you write for right now?
Right now? Shit. I probably say Dirt.
Oh, okay.
I write for Dirt.
Okay. I like it.
Matter of fact, it just hit me. Baby. Lil Baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can see that collab.
Even missing the bar. Yeah. I can see that collab. All right, man. That's all the rapid fires, y'all. I think you ready. We warmed up. We ready to get into it so people can learn a little bit about yourself, man. So before we even get started really into the deeper questions, tell the people how you and I know each other, man.
Shit, man. We got them, but we made it with on set of Corrupted, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Made on the set of Corrupted. You know what I mean? Shit, I called up my partner, Chad. Shout out my nigga Peasy.
Shout out Peasy.
With the collab or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And just the whole setup with, you know what I'm saying, the video or whatever. I mean, else. If I'm not mistaken, somebody else is supposed to fill in. If I'm not mistaken,
Yeah, I just got a call. He was like, "Hey, dog, what you doing tomorrow at this time?" I was like, "Nothing." He was like, "All right, hey, I need you to come and hop in this video." I'm like, "Say less." But he was supposed to call me earlier that day, so I could have gotten a little bit more. But he was like, "Man, I ain't even think to call you," so I waited later. But it was all good. But I remember meeting you, and you were like, "Yo, I do music too. You know, here's some of my music. Check me out here." And I was like, "Okay, dope." And then, like I said, that day was just a vibe because we was just, it's like everything fed into place as far as with the shoot, the location was on point, like everything was flowing. Right. I remember.
Yeah, I'm saying just the whole setup and shit, you know what I mean? The whole setup, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you was like, "Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Like look out for me. I'm we making things happen." And here we are. Yeah. My man making things happen.
Yeah, matter of fact, I was just getting back into it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just getting back into it and shit, especially on a, you know what I'm saying, I guess you could say professional level and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, you know what I'm saying, they're like, "Hey, they don't say, hey, nigga, goddamn, I'm about to rock out with this shit," you know what I mean?
Yeah. As you say before you hit the stage, you already know what the fuck going on.
The fuck going on, nigga? Get back.
So if my research is correct, I see that you started off, before you were a rapper, you were a street poet, right?
Yes, sir.
So take us through that journey of starting off in street poet, being a street poet, over transitioning to rap. So take us through that journey, man.
Shit, in the beginning of everything, I'm saying all this shit, really, I was inspired by, I'm saying, Tupac, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm saying I really invested in his craft and as far as, you know what I'm saying, his development into, you know what I'm saying, the music industry and everything. So
yeah.
Me starting off is basically like, he laid a blueprint, you know what I'm saying, and I'm saying I basically just picked it up from there, as far as I'm saying, just rank, you know what I'm saying, the poetry here and there, you know what I'm saying, things for the shorties, you know what I'm saying, things like that. I'm saying just real creative, you know what I'm saying, with the wordplay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, and then of course as I'm getting older, you know what I'm saying, branch it out into more different type of music and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm basically doing that right now. You know what I'm saying? Let me just put it to beat.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much, you know what I'm saying, the synopsis of everything, excuse me, all together with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
You took that from your writing and then was like, let me put a beat to that and see how it transitions for. Was it a harder transition with doing music? Because, you know, when you're doing poetry, most time, you don't really have to worry about, like I said, that cadence, trying to catch something. You could just kind of freely go off the hip for that. Was it harder adding the beat to your poetry?
Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? Because I always kind of be, you know what I'm saying, always being somewhat, you know, I don't know the correct, I don't know if I'm going to say this shit right. Repetitive. I ain't even going to try to bush that shit up right now. Just, now, I mean, just, you know what I'm saying, just being able to, you know what I'm saying, catch, you know what I'm saying, just catch that whole vibe and the melody.
Right.
Melody of a track. And songs on the radio. Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying, coming up, I mean, you got the cassette tapes, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? The little
that
demos.
Was your, that was your studio right there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The singles, the radio version, single, instrumental. You know what I mean? So just basically already being able to rap along two songs.
Okay.
Hear the instrumental. You know what I'm saying? Hear the instrumental. Take my poetry. And basically try to flow it to that. So, it was, you know what I'm saying? It was pretty easy, actually. You know what I mean? I ain't going to say I came in it. You know what I'm saying? Just,
right.
You know
what I'm saying? Nigga, but it was an easy transition for you already kind of having that flow.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was sounding like Drake's son, you know what I mean? So, no. You know what I mean?
Right. He was in there harmonizing with his raps.
Right. You know what I mean? But I'm saying just over time, man, just, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know what I'm saying? Kept investing into myself with it, you know what I mean? And just grew from there.
Okay. So then you have your stage name is Neoplex. How did you get that name? And then two, did you have a name before that? Because I know most rappers, they always have two or three names that don't really stick and before they go with their actual stage name. So talk to me about that.
Let's see. I came up with the name Neoplex just based off my height, you know what I mean? And being short, niggas, you know what I'm saying? We have the Napoleon Complex.
I got
so
you.
So basically, I took it, and since he was French, I basically took him. It's not necessarily Well, I guess the spelling of it, it would be Noplex. But you know what I'm saying? I say Nuplex or whatever, but
right.
But no, since just the spelling of it with him being French, the whole, you know what I'm saying, origins of that basically just combined it together, you know what I mean?
That was smart. I'm like, okay. Cause when I first met you, you said that the first thing I thought was New Orleans. Because I'm only seeing spell N-E-A-U-X in, like, when you go to New Orleans, you see a lot of places.
Right.
So I thought French anyway. So I thought, I said to you, I was like, it's no. You was like, nah, it's Neo. I was like, oh, okay, I bet. So it definitely makes sense now tying it back into the French and then having the Napoleon complex too. So
Right.
So did you have a name before it was Neo?
Oh, yes. And I had plenty of them.
What was your worst one, dog?
I think my worst one was probably Young CEO. I think that's probably my worst one, Young CEO. Now, I mean, that one or Young Hefe. I had them two. Know what I mean? Young Hefe, Young CEO, and I spelled it Y-U-N-G.
Oh, I mean? I got you.
So I think that's probably my worst ones and shit. But my very first one was, you know what I'm saying, just a childhood name, just T-Money. Know what I mean? But growing up, you know what I'm saying? Of course, around the cash money shit, and you know what I'm saying? I ain't want to do the whole Lil shit because everybody
little.
You know what I mean? Everybody was a Lil, then everybody started being young and shit. So I got away from the young and Lils and like, let me just come up with something different.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? All the money and shit too, T money, mm-hmm. J money, shit like that. Let me just come up with something different, you know what I'm saying? And I remember here in the Napoleon complex. You know what? Did some research on that shit and just put the motherfucker together.
And it stuck.
It stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope, man. My man, it took a whole concept, flipped it, and used something that people use as a negative thing to flip it and be like, nah, we're gonna use it to empower. So shout out to you on that one. So I know a lot of rappers have like different ways that they create, right? I hear rappers say, you know, I might hear a song. I might hear someone say something and it inspires me. I start writing right there, right? You have others, it's like, I always got my pen, right? So I'm always writing my rap. So what is your process like when you're creating the song? Like, how do you come up with everything? What's your process? Take us through that.
I would say, you know what I'm saying? Before I'm saying, by the time I met you, I mean, we met or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got into the trucking industry, so my whole process of, you know what I'm saying, like writing down, kind of, you know what I'm saying, it took a turn. So, I'm saying, usually, you know what I'm saying, matter of fact, I just started writing, I said about 5-6 years ago. Prior to that, it was, you know what I'm saying, everything was off top. Mm. Everything was off top. When I came to the studio, I'm recording 3 songs. You know, 3 songs was already off top, you know what I mean? From the verse, hook, you know what I'm saying, everything else.
Same.
Or whatever. So then, I don't know what I'm saying, Got in the truck and then, you know what I'm saying, while I'm on the road, you know what I'm saying, just being, you know what I'm saying, the back roads or just, you know what I'm saying, just on the road by myself or whatever, you driving for, you know what I'm saying, 10 hours, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, your mind all over places, you know what I mean, so different places, things I'm seeing, the scenery of things, things of that nature, shit, I'm saying, what's on the radio,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when I pull up to the warehouses and shit, things like that. It's just the interaction with people, you know what I mean? While I'm out about truck stops and everything, you know what I'm saying? The conversation from old heads dealing with trucking. So, you know what I'm saying? So as far as writing now, all I'm saying, with that, you know what I'm saying? It came more to just being out and about, you know what I'm saying? Be on the phone, you know what I'm saying? I'm just jotting down on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Hear a phrase, come up with a bar or two, set it to the side.
Yeah.
Shut down for the night while I'm unwinding. While I'm unwinding or whatever. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Throw on some beats or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And just go from there. You know what I mean? So that's how it's been, like as I said, for the past like 5-6 years, just
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just being constantly on different places every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So keep my mind, you know what I'm saying? Keep my mind, you know, moving, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So it sounds like you're in tune with your environment, right? You're in tune with what you see. You're in tune with the interactions, right? And you're taking that and being in the moment of, oh, yeah, I remember old head. I know that old cat told me, whoop-de-whoop. shoot, when I was at this spot, I seen XYZ. So it seems like you're drawing a lot of your inspiration from just what you encounter every day, which is dope because I think that makes it much more unique because you have so much. Like you said, you on the road a lot. So you got a lot of time, you got a lot of opportunity to think about things and put things together, but being conscious of that, I think is super dope. And for those who don't know, if you've heard my podcast, Black to the Basics, we had a brand new intro that we instituted this year. And my man Plex did the intro. The dopest part about the drink, I didn't really tell Plex, like, hey, do this, this, and this. I said, yo, our show is about Black empowerment, uplifting people, clean show, cut. He was like, I got you. that was
right, the conversation.
Right. I said, all right. And then, like, next thing you know, you like, yo, check your email. I'm like, all right, hit the email. I'm like, I sent it to the wife. She was like, oh, that's a hit. That's a hit.
That's so, right,
so you already showed me that you was nice with the pen, but to be able just to give you something as simple as, hey, just a concept, and for you to take that and just take off with it, I was like, yeah, you was good in my book after that. I said, I didn't even really, they were like, yeah, so you told him. I said, dog, I didn't even tell him any of that. I'm like, this dude was just in tune and did his research and made sure he brought exactly what needed to be done for the show. So salute to you on that, my brother.
I appreciate it, my brother.
Definitely. But one of the things I want to kind of get into, you know, in the rap game and the industry, it's kind of, a lot of people complain about it because it can feel like it's oversaturated, right?
Right.
It seems like we're hearing the same thing. We get pumped the same artists. How do you, because as long as I've, since the first time I've met you to now, you ain't stopped, dog. Like, you got projects keep coming up. I'm like, dog, this dude, every time I turn around, this dude got a project. If you ain't doing your own joint, you hopping on somebody else's track and collabing, and then just the concepts that you having for that. So my bigger question for you, how do you remain relevant in an ever so changing market right now?
You see, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, the realest shit that you can talk about is life. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Ain't anybody, you know what I'm saying? We can all make, you know what I'm saying, fantasy raps, you know, things of that nature and shit. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, even within fantasy raps, it can also be in the nature of, like, you know what I'm saying, you trying to actualize something in your life, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Speaking in your life with, you know what I'm saying, with the music and shit, too. You know what I'm saying? I know for me anyway, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? If I was to make a track of that nature, it would be more on that side of things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Just talk about, you know what I'm saying, things that I've been through, things that I've seen. Know what I mean? Because I know I'm not the only one, you know what I'm saying, that done experienced these things, you know, or, you know what I'm saying, seen certain shit, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, you know what I'm saying, how I just, you know what I'm saying, just that connection with shit. Like everybody can make part of music, things of that nature, but at the end of the day, when you got them, when you on some chill shit or whatever, you gonna talk something that's gonna, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to say soul music, but for the, you know what I'm saying, matter of fact, music for the mind, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Music for the mind type shit. So, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel like I stay relevant with shit. It's just,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just being true to myself, speak on my experiences, things of that nature. Yeah, speak on those who can't even talk about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Speak for them. And shit. You know what I'm saying? And that was always, you know what I'm saying? Be around type shit.
Yeah, yeah. I think one of the things that is very unique that I have learned about you is that you kind of, I know it's easy to say the cliche saying like, stay in your lane, right? Everyone says that. But I think the bigger thing is knowing who you are, right? I have a lot of partners that rap and some of them are dope, right? And when they dope and they get to a certain point and it's like, well, such and such is doing this, so I'm going to try to do my style this way, or this person is doing that way. And then they try to model off someone else's success. But one of the things I've always, you know, saw about you since I met you is that you always like, this me. Like, you stayed in whoever you are, right? And it seems like you have found kind of your rhythm and who you are within your artistry of that. And I it may seem small, but I know so many artists that will be dope, but they try to turn or sound like someone else or try to take somebody's cadence or flow. But to see someone like yourself and say, nah, like, I'm cool. Like, I'm going to stay in who I am. And I've seen you perform, you know, several times live. And every time I saw you, you know, going live, it's like, I call you the sleeper, dog. Like, you, people come up, they don't really know what to expect. They're like, all right, let me see what he's going to do.
Right, right.
Every time, dog, if you look at the crowd, and you know me being a performer myself, I'm always paying attention to the audience and how people are receiving you. Every time I've seen you perform, you take the crowd over, dog. Like,
right, right. I appreciate it, man.
Because of just, you're so in your zone, it's like you tunnel vision. You don't see whatever, whoever that came before you, who after, what's going on. You so in your zone. And you say a lot. Right. Not only that, you talking about something that actually has purpose and meaning, and like, oh, dang, that okay, that bar hit me right there. Okay, he really saying something without trying to be over the top, like you preaching somebody, or trying to be too cool for school, where you too cool, where you can't really get in your zone and rock. But I think you stay in your element, and people gravitate towards that. And even the last performance I just saw you on, what was that, The Real Is Rare 2?
Yeah,
was the last one? Yeah. And that one, my man took the stage already because people was paying attention, had the bars. My man started passing out roses, turned the temperature up in the room, man. So my man came in with a whole concept, and just the small attention to detail to me to show how much you really care about your art. And that's not light, man. As an artist myself, we always try to make sure that we're doing something that's going to elevate. But to be able to think about something as small as, you know what, shoot, when I get to this to the ladies part, I'm gonna go ahead, take a little opportunity, hand them out, and now I got them over. Because soon as that happened, the temperature changed in the room. Turned the temperature and had everybody like, all right, what are you about to do? And my man had a pretty much a Drake segment in there. Then we're back to the hard joint. So I just say, man, that was dope to see you from the first time I met you on the set. And kind of just hearing some of your music and hearing a couple of the tracks that you were featured on, to now seeing you embody, like, I'm on the stage, y'all pay attention to me. So,
right.
You know, from one performer to the next, man, your growth is definitely moving in the right direction, man. You're definitely making things happen. So shout out to you on that one, man.
Right, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, see, I look at it, iron sharpened iron, man. You know what I mean? As far as, you know what I'm saying, the behind the scenes talks that me and you done had.
Yeah.
Peso, things of that nature. You know what I mean? It really, you know what I'm saying? It stuck to a nigga. You know what I mean? And I take heed to a lot of shit. I'm humble with a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? That's pretty where I'm at with it. You know what I mean? So
Yeah. And it's crazy because you said the next thing I was about to talk about. 1080 Peso. Talk to us about Peso, man. Just you and your relationship with Peso. And I'm going to tell you about a conversation that we had. But just tell the people about Peso, man.
Shit, man. I met Peso, you know what I'm saying, through my partner, his younger brother. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I met him through that and shit. Matter of fact, that's how I heard about Chad, too.
Yeah.
And my partner, like, yeah, my brother rap. You know what I'm saying? He got a nigga he rap with, you know what I'm saying? They five.
Yeah.
Me being younger, you know what I'm saying? I ain't mentioned it, but as far as like the whole street poet shit, I went with street poet, you know what I'm saying? I was into battle rap too. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? I was very competitive when it came down to shit. So when you talking about his brother rap or whatever.
Oh, you was right.
No, it's like that nigga, you know what I'm saying, nigga ain't fucking with me, you know what I'm saying, da-da-da. So I done heard a couple of tracks that, you know what I'm saying, Chad and Pace had from back then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, it was always on some, you know what I'm saying, yo, I can, you know what I'm saying, like, I can flow with these niggas type shit, you know what I mean? But like, I felt like I done watched every nigga that was around me, you know what I mean? So it was almost like some branching out shit. So when I first met Pace, the only thing I said was up to the nigga. I think I just started spinning balls at this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just come at this nigga's neck.
You know what the fuck going on?
You know what the fuck going on, nigga. So, that's how I met Pay, man. Goddamn. My partner introduced me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, brother and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't even remember saying, hey, bro. I just remember rapping for the nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It just went from there, man, and basically like, took me on that wing and shit. He actually introduced me to Chad.
Oh, okay.
When I was getting situated back in Atlanta, He like, yo, I got a partner up there, whoop, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can link up, you know what I mean? And, you know what I'm saying? Get your music shit, you know what I'm saying? Music shit going. You know what I'm saying? And that's, you know what I'm saying? Ever since then, you know what I'm saying? I pretty much just been, you know what I'm saying? Like the little brother to them niggas, like shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I definitely, and it's crazy. I didn't know, I only heard of Pace, right? And so when we did the first Real is Rare, when I had the opportunity to host the joint, which was, you know, right. And humbling for me to be able to do that, because I could perform, but, you know, rap is a whole nother industry when people don't know you. So I'm like, I gotta get up on stage and host and nobody know who I am. Like, I ain't part of the clip. So I gotta earn my stripes, so to speak, in that moment. And I remember we had the rehearsal, and I think you was doing something, and I said something to you, and I was like, you know what? And I thought about it. I was like, hold on, this dude don't even know me. He probably thinking like, man, who this nigga like? This nigga gonna know me up here trying to give me advice or whatever. So I remember being like, dang, dog. I was thinking like, dang, I kind of overstepped my bounds or whatever. But I think no. I said, all right, whatever. And at the show, Pace was like, yeah, what's up? Oh, you Jay Weeks? Come here, let me holler at you, son. I'm like, all right, what's good? He's like, yeah, man. I just want to say, man, salute to you, man. Looking out, you know, that's our man's, like, that's how good people we, like I say, it's big brother, little brother. And yeah, you know, the fact that you came in, it was trying to elevate. He was like, that's all we on, we trying to make sure everybody good. And the fact that you stepped in and said that, like, salute. So I was kind of like, all right, I felt better, because I was like, dang, they don't really know me, and I'm in here trying to give people advice. But to see not only that, to for him to be able to have the influence, I could see the impact that y'all had. But man, you, Pace, and Peasy on stage, come on, dog. You can't find a better concept when you do that, man. Y'all take over the stage. Y'all flow. Nobody's talking over each other. Y'all know each other parts. That's important, because just see people perform. They just waiting for their track. Like, all right, where my verse at? But y'all rapping each other's parts when y'all doing songs, man. So to see that is super dope as well.
Yeah, shit. I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of that music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, I'm saying, as far as, like, you know, just coming into it, like, you know, I can rap better than these niggas, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That was the whole battle rap side of me. But as far as developing into an artist, you know what I mean? I, you know, so like I said, I always, you know what I'm saying, flock to the music and being a fan. But, you know, I just grew more of a fan after goddamn. You know what I'm saying? My development within to shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, building the relationship with them, you know what I'm saying? On that aspect, you know, so yeah. So like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they make dope music, so it's like, shit, how the hell you not? You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Recite their shit, pick up a line or two, you know what I mean?
Don't get it twisted, though. Y'all be valid. Y'all, you can tell it's that competitive nature don't die in nobody. So y'all can see, like, if one of y'all perform it and you know that you got the next joint coming up, you like, all right, I see what Flex did. Okay, I see what Peasy did. All right, Pace, I see what you're doing. And that, I think, like you said, that's that iron sharper iron. That's everybody having that competitive edge to make sure that we all stay in tune. Because you don't need no weak links. You need somebody who's going to motivate you. Like, and that's really, when I, as an artist myself, when I see somebody do a great, you know, when they acting or performing, what determines for me if somebody is good, if it inspires me to go right, or like, oh, dog, I can't, let me get to, wait till I get to the crib. I'm on my note to my phone, I gotta add this. So I love being able to see artists work in their gift, but be able to have that team, because now, you know, the concept now everybody have is everybody self-made, nobody had no help, but to see y'all fellas out here grinding with each other, in the trenches, making it happen, man. Y'all definitely making some noise out there. So salute to y'all on that. So we definitely talked about all the great performances, right?
Every performer,
every rapper I ever know has always had a story of a time that it didn't hit for them. That whatever happened, the energy was off, the crowd wasn't feeling us. Tell us about a time when you had a bad performance.
Oh, man. Ooh. All right, so... Goddamn, this round of time, you know what I'm saying, I first met Pace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He ran a spot down there, I think, with Club Celebrity. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Artists, you know what I'm saying, perform or whatever. So, me, my partner, Scapo, my partner, Bang Boogie, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? We was, But you know, so basically, like, you know, so we was a group and shit, you know what I mean? You know, so we rapped and everything. So we, you know what I'm saying? Basically, like, shit, we come perform down there, whatever, whatever. Like, cool, nigga, like, they go down here, you know what I'm saying? And show the country, nigga, goddamn what it is. Like, shit, and so get down there. And at the time, I think the producer was Johnny Juniello. I don't know if I probably butchered the name, but.
Right.
He was well known, saying, I don't want to say well known, but like, you know what I'm saying, within the streets type shit. Like, when you heard that nigga instrumental type shit,
you knew,
you know what I mean? So, hey, we had one of his tracks, and you know what I'm saying, we all came up with a song with, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be, basically everything was live, you know what I'm saying, instrumental playing in the back, you know what I'm saying, we rapping like that or whatever. So, get there, you know what I'm saying, it's time for us to, right before we went up, another group went out. Had the same beat. Had the same beat. So I'm like, shit. No, so now I had the CD with me. So I'm like, shit, we can change the track. We can change the track or whatever.
Yeah.
I think my nigga Scapo, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man, let you go out there, do the same beat, and just, you know what I'm saying, kill them niggas on that shit, da da da. So part of me was, I was feeling it, but the same, you know what I'm saying? That was the battle rap side of me. But on the other side, it was like, I don't think this shit gonna fly over. So. We end up doing the track, you know what I'm saying? Same beat and all. And I think I had the last verse. So as they rap, you know what I'm saying? I'm ad-libbing them, you know what I'm saying? Doing the hook.
Yeah.
My verse come or whatever. And I think I did like four bars. And I looked down, cause I was on stage and shit. Looked down. And I swear the shorty had the goddamn the screw his face. You know what I mean? Like, she looked at me like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was just perfect, disgusting, my boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just ugly face. I'm like, and it threw me off. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the middle of rapping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Da, 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 da. I look down. Hey, what the fuck I do to you? You know what I'm saying? And then so when I look back up, I'm talking about everything. Blank.
Gone.
I mean, I forgot my whole fucking rap, bro. Oh. My whole rap. So, within the moment, the bounce beat still going, still live. You know, so everything come back fast motion and shit.
Yeah.
I'm looking around and shit, and I looked at Bang, I looked at my nigga Boogie. Whatever that nigga said in his verse, I just picked it up from there and got there and rocked out. You know what I'm saying? So after the song, whatever. No, so I went straight to the bar. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, fuck this shit, bro. Like, nigga, I just bombed this shit, nigga. I'm saying, damn, for the story. Shorty looked at me with the screw his face, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just asked her, you know what I'm saying? I asked her some more. I just came and just completely violated her.
Right.
You know what I mean? ever since that moment, bro. Ever since that moment and shit, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? That bass, you know what I'm saying? It built some character in the nigga. That's what I can say.
Definitely.
It built some character in the nigga. But that was horrible, bro.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was my first performance, you know what I'm saying? Like, with them type shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Almost on that level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, our very first performance, just shot the shits. Nigga had the beat. Nigga had the beat we was rapping on. Then Shorty look at me crazy. I forget my lyrics. I'm like, yeah, bro, this shit. I'm done, bro. Let's call it a night, my boy.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, wrap this shit up, man. We trying to go.
Hey man, we appreciate you for being real, man. Because everybody make it seem like they do perfect every show, man. We love the transparency. Yeah, nah. People talk about the real stories of like, hey, it wasn't on tonight.
Oh yeah, hell nah, it's that shit. Yeah, then like I'm a firm believer of building character, bro.
Of course,
you know what I mean, firm believer of that shit. And it's like shit. You know what I'm saying? That's part of it, bro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna come out there every night. Come out every night, you know what I'm saying, rocking shit. You know what I'm saying? It, you know what I'm saying, it can come across the crowd as if I didn't mess up, but I know I fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying, knowing that, you know what I'm saying, knowing that and realizing that shit or paying attention to it, it just, you know what I'm saying, it just makes things, you know what I'm saying, when you go into all right, the next show, know what I mean? This is how I'm going to go about shit, know what I mean? Because I knew I slipped up right here. Know what I mean? Next time, we got to just be more mindful of that shit, da-da-da. You know, just keep it moving, yeah. Know what I mean? Like yeah. You said, bro, like, you got to keep it, I'm saying, you got to keep it real with yourself, bro. Know yeah. What I mean?
It's a humbling experience, but once you get that feeling, dog, you'll never want to feel that. So, like you said, that jump motivates yeah. You. Like, if you're going to keep going, you like, I don't ever want to feel that, dog. And I remember I did so they used to have this showcase called Artists Prepare. And it's a huge showcase they used to do. This is before the pandemic and everything. And the first opportunity I got, I'm like, all right, I want to do it. So they're like, all right, cool, go ahead. Everybody, so they got people sing, dance. It's just like a whole collaborative effort of every aspect of art. People draw, paint, all types of things, right? So me, being an actor, I'm thinking, okay, this is my opportunity to perform. I'm going to go ahead and write this little skit. I wrote a little, like, 15-minute skit while I was doing different characters and stuff, right? Not understanding and realizing this is a live performance when people come to see you. People are not going to stop and watch you. Like, this is thing where everything is moving. Man, I did that show, and I wrote the skit, dog. That joint was horrible. The skit wasn't bad. It's just, it wasn't the right atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Like, a play or something, you have to have people's undivided attention. So if someone's not going, I remember doing it and just thinking, like, that was the worst joint I ever did. And the performance wasn't bad. It just, it wasn't the right setting for that. And I remember this dude came up to me. He was like, yeah, you were spitting something in your skit or whatever. And I was like, all right, whatever, man. And I was like, if I get an opportunity again, I'm going to switch it up. So I had another opportunity 6 months later. I said, all right, I had another joint to perform. This time, I opened the show up. So it's about 15 different acts, and I'm opening the show. I'm like, all right, cool. People don't know me. You know, I gotta make a statement. I'm like, I'm going to do some poetry. But everybody does poetry. How can I elevate my drink? Added the music to it. Soon as they heard the music, they thought, oh, this dude about to sing or rap. Grabbed everyone's attention, dropped the poetry, killed them, dropped the mic, walked off. People was like, oh.
Yeah.
So that in that moment, I knew, how can I get everybody's attention? And I understood that music connects with anybody. Anybody hear music is going to tap into something within you. And so I was able to grab it. Fast forward to what we did, the Real is Rare concert, me hosting. I'm thinking, don't nobody know me here. Like, other than Plex, y'all, like, you, Peasy, like, that y'all the only two people that know me. And this is a whole collaborative group of people who come in to see me, not only see me perform, but I'm hosting. So I got to keep the people engaged and prepared for the performances. I'm like, dog, I got to get something. And I remember Chad was like, what you got? I said, don't worry about that. I got you. He was like, nah, but let me see. We did the rehearsal. He's like, nah, do something. I was like, nah, I got you. Like, I had to lock in because I'm like, I need to be in tune with what I'm trying to do. And I wrote that play, that poem, Fuck I Look Like. And I remember Peasy, I opened the show. He said, nigga, why you didn't tell me you was going to come that hard, dog? Like, hey, you tell me you had bars like that. Like, I didn't know you was gonna do something like that. Like, he was so thrown off and excited because I'm hosting his event. He was so, I think, hyped for that, and it just kind of set the tone for everybody. You came on stage, killed it. They came, like, it was dope. So right. I definitely understand, like you said, when you had that bad that one bad song, you like, nah, I can't ever have that again, man.
Yeah, nah, bro.
So I know for many of us, COVID did a number on the world. A lot of people lost their lives. Families were changed. People lost their jobs. The art industry, a lot of things changed within the industry as far as streaming services. Even with music, it was harder to do things. You couldn't do as many performances. So you being an artist, and being an entertainer, being somebody who's performed and used to performing, what did COVID do for you?
Shit. COVID didn't stop shit. Mm. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the world around, like you said, everything was shutting down. You know what I'm saying? Job-wise, you know, folks lose lives, things of that nature, and everything. But shit, hey, you know what I'm saying? Jack came up with the idea, you know what I'm saying? COVID-proof, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I think six shows. I think we did six shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, six shows and shit. So, you know what I mean? We... You know what I'm saying? We stay, you know what I'm saying? We stay active with shit, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? And also, too, you know what I'm saying? It gave that, you know what I'm saying? It gave people that moment just to slow the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
Slow the fuck down, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Be in the house and actually, shit, you know what I'm saying? Get you time to look within shit, you know what I mean? You know, we all get caught up when it comes down to work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Family and shit, you know what I'm saying? Activities, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Recreational activities type shit. But when all that shit comes to a halt and just spending family time with shit, you know what I mean? You're building the bond. Building the bond, with your people and shit. And then you also, I know I took the time also with just live within myself and shit too. You know what I mean? And just stay creative and stay productive so I won't, become stagnant when it comes to music type shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Of course, write a block. You know what I mean? But, doing something outside of, just writing music, just staying productive, basically, man. So, like I said, we did the whole COVID proof, 1 through 6. And yeah, shit, we just kept elevating from that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's actually how I even tapped back in with Peasy, because me and Peasy used to work together at Verizon many years ago. And it's funny because me, Peasy, and it was another dude, Ant, who all used to talk about stuff. Ant had the clothing joint, Lord's. He had the, Living Our Ridiculous Dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Peasy was rapping. I was acting. And we used to always sit on the sales floor, dog, to talk about, hey, man, I'm going to do this, and this. And we were talking about all the things that we wanted to do and how we wanted our companies to be and everything. And to now be 10 years later and see that literally almost everything that we talked about or said is living, like we're living proof of, speaking things into existence and manifesting that, to see all those things. But one of the things that reconnected me back with Peasy, because I hadn't talked to him, I think I seen him before y'all started doing the concerts, probably 2 years before that. I seen him at like a business event and we exchanged numbers or whatever. But I remember I was out of town. And I happened to be scrolling on IG, and I see this concert. I'm like, hold on, my man doing a concert. I watched the joint. I'm chiming in. He's like, all right, this is part one. So he had the Stay the Fuck Home concerts. I'm like, okay, cool.
Stay the Fuck Home.
And I said, hey, you know your boy. Hey, fuck with me. Hey, fuck with me. Hey, whenever y'all need somebody, holler at your boy. And you know, niggas say that all the time. So he was like, ah, whatever, man. I hear you, dog. But I was like, dog, I'm not joking. Like, if you need anything, hit me up. And so I was like, all right. So he was like, all right, man, we'll see. But to see that it all connected, y'all had the concerts, the live, y'all had people entertained and was doing real music on live, on IG live, where people were at home and being able to be with their family and chill. Like, we get to see live concerts for the comfort of our home. And them jokes was entertaining. I ain't gonna hold you, dog. I was in there commenting, liking, talking. I felt like I was in the club with y'all, man. It was really popping. So y'all definitely hit a number with pivoting in that and still like coming up with that concept to do it, because a lot of people that were performing got caught up into like, well, dang, what do I do now? And people couldn't find their motivation to go either way. But to see y'all say, nah, man, we ain't about to stop. Like, hey, the shit gonna keep moving. The train gonna keep going. So y'all took that and did a concert on live, and then people getting to see real performances on there, and then now y'all doing even bigger and better concerts now. So definitely y'all making, things like that. So I just want to talk about, this is super dope. Obviously, we know you did more projects, but some of the projects that, to name, you got your Deuce A. Lemonade, you got your Pretty Ricky shit, a.k.a. Playboy Plex. You got The Only Time Will Tell, and your most recent one, Complex. Of all the albums, tracks, whatever you did, like, which one is your favorite? Because I know sometimes artists, all of your projects and music is like your babies, right? They're like your kids. Right, so it's kind of hard to decide which one. But is there any one project maybe that stands out more than the other, or maybe even one that you have, a better time creating or more experience for? You take it through that. But you got tracks.
But I appreciate it, man. I put it, I'm saying, just, I guess I'm saying, just looking at, the time frames that they came out. Then plus the growth from Only Time Will Tell to Complex. So, just looking back in the stages or whatever, of course, I got tracks for within that phase of shit. Because to answer your question as of now, my favorite track would probably be half of it. Now I mean, off of Complex.
Yep.
Now I mean, but going back into the phase of, you know what I'm saying, the Playboy Plex shit. My favorite track would be Angela's Interlude. Do Say Lemonade. It would have to be Legacy. And then The Only Time Will Tell. It's a toss-up between what's... I know The Only Time Will Tell. That one was some... damn near one of my favorite tracks. You know what I mean? To narrow it down, though, it would be between Doing Numbers, Time Lapse, and Texas T. Off that project. Yeah. You know what I mean? So... So now that pretty much how I can answer shit. Like you said, all of my baby type shit. So
right. And all of them come from different parts and different moments in your life, but you were with each
other. Right.
Because it's not like, I think one of the also unique things about your art you create, it's not just like, you don't create music for the sake of creating music, so to speak, right? The way you do it is like, it has a concept, it has a meaning, it has a feeling, it has, this is what I'm going through in my life right now, or whatever. So... talk to us even about that, because I know a lot of people, you can be dope and just put out music just because I can put out music, right? Mm-hmm. But I think with you, when you put out a project, it takes a little time because you want it to be a certain way, it got to have a certain sound or a certain flow or certain concept or something meaning. Because even on, I remember on the Playboy Plex, I'm like, damn, is this nigga Hugh Hefner? This nigga got the streets out here. He got the chicks out here trying to do TikTok dances with it and everything. Like, it was just a different vibe. But for you to take something to go on one album to drop hard killer flows and then flip it and get on some singing, harmonizing joint, and to get the audience. So take us through how you do come up with the concepts when you're doing different, you know, different albums within that.
Shit, I look at it in as far as just me as an artist just trying to be transparent with my fans and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be, you know what I'm saying? Be as transparent or whatever. So with the different projects, I'm giving you, I'm giving you the sides of me, you know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying? What makes me, you know what I'm saying? The makeup of shit. So goddamn, so far as Only Time Will Tell, I guess you can say it kind of falls under like a compilation album and shit because... Mm-hmm. It didn't necessarily have a concept behind it. I would just had different, you know what I'm saying? So I was just being versatile on that album. You know what I mean?
Yeah, showing your range.
I mean, just showing range and shit. You know what I'm saying? Showing range and shit. And then the Do Say and Lemonade, that was really more of a, you know what I'm saying? Just music for the mind type shit. Like everything, you know what I'm saying? Then plus the shit like I've been through. I'm saying like it was just built in character and shit from like the whole pickup, intro to pickup to the end and the drop off. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And in between everything, I'm saying basically I was just telling the story. Start off picking up the phone, transaction going on.
Yeah.
My ambitions as a rider, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Da 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 da. To, you know what I'm saying? Going to the rise, the climax, the fall off. You know what I mean? With that particular project. And then the whole Playboy Plex shit, of course, that's a, that's for the lady.
My man turned to the black Hugh Hefner out here to get the swag and still dropping bars on it.
Right. and then, leading into that, after that, just the whole Complex and shit, something like I spoke to you on sidewalk type shit, personal losses, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? They took a toll on me, you know what I mean? So basically I was just trying to capture the essence of everything so I can, in a way, you know, like my therapy to keep, you know what I'm saying, to keep me moving on, you know what I'm saying, like a grieving process for me. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying, that's where Complex come from, you know what I'm saying? I started shooting on some track offs. You don't know the half of it, you know what I mean?
Straight up.
You don't know the half of it, so so like I said, just all about just being transparent, man. You know what I mean? Right. And I feel like, shit, just who I am as a person anyway. You know what I mean? I might come off or I might look like I'm not approachable and shit. Like, and I'm like, shit, man, I'm Goddamn, I'm laid back in the motherfucker, bro. I'm open book, know what I mean? You gave me something? I'm gonna tell you a blunt answer. Know what I mean? I ain't gonna sugarcoat it for you. I'm just gonna tell you straight up what it is.
Right. Hey, we definitely appreciate the honesty and transparency. That is a very rare character now, sadly. Not a lot of people have it.
Yes.
But shout out to you for having it. So I also want to kind of see, you know, what is your kind of flow? Like, and I'm going to give you an example. So me being an actor, when I have a show and I'm performing, I get in my zone. I go to an area by myself. I'm quiet. I'm locked in. I don't talk to nobody. If people are going on before me, I don't want to see them perform because I'm just in my zone. Like, my routine is just silence and just tapping into me and doing whatever. So you're about to perform. Let's take you to a scenario. You're about to perform, right? This is the night you're about to perform. Take us through this kind of, what's your routine? Like, you have like, hey, I need 25 blue Skittles and put my red joints over here. Let me get some Avion water. Like, what's your routine before you are about to perform, man?
Really just, know what I'm saying, isolation. You know what I mean? Just give me, you know what I'm saying, give me a corner, you know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily have to be, you know, away from the music or whatever the case may be, but just, you know what I'm saying, just give me a corner to myself, you know what I mean? And, you know what I'm saying, I just lock in, you know what I mean? Yeah, last show, you know what I mean? I ride out from the back, you know what I mean? Right behind, know what I'm saying, right behind she. So I'm able to turn around, look at the stage. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? All I did was just turn around, just locked in, like all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Everything got quiet for me. You know what I mean? Like, so everything going around, you know what I'm saying, going around me. You know what I'm saying? It was like shit. You know, it's like on some movie type shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything zoned out to get quiet or muffled and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's basically, you know what happened for me. You know what I'm saying? Everything just, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, silence out. You know what I'm saying? I just lock in. You know what I'm saying? What I'm, you know what I'm saying? What I got in mind. And then, you know what I'm saying? When I hear my name and shit, it's like I come out, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the trains and shit. Like,
it's time. Go time.
You know what I mean? Go from there. But yeah, that's it, man. Goddamn.
For me, I got to have that isolation. I need that second just to tap in. And like I said, I've been on, even when I was preparing for Real Is Rare, dog, like, I got there so early that I was preparing, but when it was get ready time for me to go, like, I stepped out of the back, stepped away, because I was like, I need to be in my zone, so when I hit this stage, it's up.
And, right.
You know, yeah, so it's dope that you kind of have a similar kind of thing, having that experience of just like, let me get my little spot to lock in and to get tapped in. So that's dope. I want to switch it, though, because we know right now hip hop is being heavily criticized. It's like, oh, the game is so messed up and hip hop ain't with the same. And so first, my question is, how do you feel about the state of hip hop or rap right now? Because it's being scrutinized heavily right now. How do you feel about the state of it now?
It's been trash for a minute, honestly. it's been trash for a minute. Know what
talk
I mean?
Your shit, Flex.
honestly, bro, like it's trash, man. And I don't really engage too tough in this shit. Know what I mean, like, even with my favorite artists, all I'm saying, artists I like to listen to and shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shit I've been hearing from them is just like, eh. That ain't it, my boy. You know what I mean? Da da da. So then plus, you know what I'm saying, just different avenues of how motherfuckers are getting on too. You know what I mean? Well, on like TikTok, TikTok, you know, ain't saying nothing wrong with them coming off, you know what I'm saying, off that shit, but like it's no artist development and shit. Like it's going back. I think about when Ice Spice, like when she blew up. I think about, you know what I'm saying? Maybe just me, I wasn't paying attention to like that, but I'm like, heard the name, knew the song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody talking about fucking Munchies and shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, next thing you know, she on the stage, the main stage, and Rolling Loud, you know what I mean? And it was like, you know what I'm saying, bitch, like, I just heard about you 3 weeks ago, you know what I mean?
Straight to the top.
But yeah, I'm sorry, I heard about you, you know what I'm saying, 3 weeks ago. And now you on, I'm saying, the main stage, fucking, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, now, whatever. So, like, the artist development and shit. Hey, matter of fact, I think I seen it recently. That nigga, Lil Yachty. Mm-hmm. Everything, you know what I'm saying? The quality of music, you know what I'm saying? It's low quality. Right. Now, I mean, it's just thrown out there. Shit, I know what I'm saying. I agree with it, you know what I'm saying? Just for the shit I heard anyway. The albums that done came out this year. Yeah,
right.
Nah, trash.
I just look at it at this right now, and again, I'm no hip hop historian or no great studying of hip hop, but I just see now, it's like my mother used to always had this saying like the microwave generation, right? Growing up, a lot of older parents and grandparents, when they made food, you had to eat it hot, and if you didn't, you had to heat it up in the oven. It wasn't put it. You can't nuke it in no microwave for 2 minutes, right? You got to wait 30, 40 minutes for a meal. But now it's like people have this idea that if I start, I'm going to be successful. It is like people just getting in. And like you said, you might get instant success, but a lot of it is not sustainable. And you have, like I said, like you have your artists like your Ice Spice, your Sexy Reds, your Glorilla, City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion. Right now, they're at the tops, but they also... being heavily criticized for all kind of having the same kind of lyrics and same things where it's kind of like not a lot of versatility. So in the reins of also, like you said, feeling hip hop is not where it once was with people all about lyrics and things like now. Do you feel like the stuff that people are talking about really don't have no substance now?
Yes, and it really don't. I mean, I'm saying just interaction with people alone. Know what I'm saying? Everybody's shallow, know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers ain't, know what I'm saying? People ain't deep, know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can have a whole conversation with you on why I really feel, why people's heads are fucked up and everything, but that's time and place for that, know what I mean? But, it's basically, I look at it in a way like, programming type shit, man. Like, just the masses of shit.
And that's the thing, because we've been hearing that. We like, these are a lot of plants that people is talking about. Like, a lot of these people just planting there because, like you said, somebody can literally put a song out and then a month's time, you at the top. And it's like, dang, before it was like, you had to kind of build and kind of work to get things. And it's like, people get successful so fast now that it's like, everyone thinks that you're going to make it overnight. And if you're not, if they don't see you on the major platforms, it's almost like people look at you as if you're not successful when you're doing numbers independently without the of a major label or thousands of people, pushing your content. But for you digging and getting it out the mud and making a name for yourself, I just think people have a misconception of what success is now. It's like, if you're not at this point, you ain't successful. But you might be on all these other streaming platforms, streaming millions of listeners and views and getting paid off of your music. But if people don't see you, like you said, on one of the major platforms, they look at you like, oh, he ain't really doing it. And I think it's a disservice to the culture. It's definitely a disservice to the art of music. And a part of mine and I had, we had a debate about the album of the year. And I was telling him, like, a lot of people are pushing a lot of albums, but people haven't heard, like, Killer Mike's album, to me, was super dope. And I'm trying to explain, like, no, he's talking about this, take your story. But if it ain't no turn-up joint, people don't really care. Like, nah, I can't vibe to this. Like, everything ain't going to be no turn-up or vibe. You got to have different concepts within your moment. But again, if everyone is only looking for, what a party? What a party was that? Plex, you ain't got nothing for the club? So how do you feel about, like I said, people just now being, like you said, programmed to just only want turn-up music or something that's going to be shallow, where I'm going to give you the same three or four-word chorus and we're just going to chant it back to each other. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, nigga, they non-playable characters, nigga. they non-playable characters, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? They there for a reason type shit. You can't interact with them type shit. You walk by them, you hit it in action. You keep going about your mission and shit. So that's just how I pay attention to the shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? They also go back into the conversation like gatekeeping and shit. You know what I mean? For years, you know what I mean? Before we even got to this point with hip hop and shit. You know what I'm saying? I remember, like DJ Drama on the Wayne tape. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Where the gatekeepers at type shit. Everybody can just, you know what I'm saying, come to this motherfucker like shit, the whole instance of this.
Everybody's a GOAT now. Like, you...
I'm saying, yeah, that, everybody
get mentioned in the greatest conversation. How? You don't even... Right. You got one album, like, now you the greatest ever? How?
Right. Now, I mean, and, you know what I'm saying? Especially on some of the younger folk too, man. It's like their way of thinking. It's different. Like, it's different than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Even, you know what I'm saying, having a child, you know what I'm saying, in that teen range and shit, and just listening to him talk and speak about music, and I'd be like, bro, I don't get it. You know what I mean? And so, you know what I'm saying, like you said, it made me think about, you know what I'm saying, with my parents and their parents, say shit, like, you know what I'm saying, listening, you know what I'm saying, hearing the, you know what I'm saying, just the changes of music, and be like, how you getting into this shit? You know what I mean, the 80s is R&B and that thing, you know, got down, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Colors. Colors. The fuck? So, I'm saying, it's a disconnect, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? It's a horrible disconnect. It's just a matter of, you know what I'm saying, when you're putting shit out there, connecting with who you can connect with, type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then just plus the different styles of rap now. I heard some shit, what, they say they call golf rap or some shit?
They got so many different names, but they got drilled. I'm like, what is this? Like, everything has a certain style, and I'm like, what happens to just bars? Like, I'm gonna give you these bars.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's... I don't know, bro. Like I said, like, you had hip hop, of course, the five elements, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, like battle rap, things of that nature, bars, shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Lyricism, you know what I'm saying? Of course, like the party music, whatever. Then it just branched off into just everything. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like having a conversation with folks that we're not supposed to hear everybody. Opinion. That's just my shit. You know, my view is shit.
Then
with the age of technology, everybody had that access to. You know what I'm saying?
To speak on it. Yeah. And you don't need to say everything. And that's the thing. Everyone has an opinion, but you don't have to say everything. And everyone don't need to hear about it.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Some shit is just be like, yo, the fuck, bro. Like, it wasn't even necessary, bro. But
the world coming in. Let's see what this rapper think about this. Who care about the world about the end? You don't care about this rapper,
right? You know what I mean, so you know what I'm saying. I think, you know, just, you know what I'm saying, just with the development of technology, you know what I'm saying, how the society and now, I mean, like, that shit played a major role in, you know what I'm saying, the hip hop community and shit, especially just with the influence that the hip hop, you know what I'm saying, the culture brings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro,
it's certainly a disservice to me that everyone wants to sound the same, right? And you can have people that come from the same region that, you know, like in the, let's say the 90s, where they came from the same area, but they sound completely different flows, different style. But I think now people, they'll listen to Plex and be like, okay, I like how Plex did that. And they'll literally try to mimic your style or swag, or, well, Plex did it this way, so I'm going to try. It's like people just want to rinse and repeat. And it's not like they don't try to say, you know what, I'm going to stand on my own, 2, 10 toes down, create my own lane. It's like they see someone else do it, and I'm just going to mirror that because it worked for them, so it got to work for me. And I think that's a disservice, because it's like, where's the love, the passion that people had to put into it, to like be, like, you want to be your own artist. And one of the very unique things that I could definitely appreciate about you is that you don't sound like nobody. Like, I'd be like, if you hear that, like, yeah, that's Plex. Like, you know your style, and then the vocal quality, it sounds very different. Like, your voice is very different. So it's like, okay, I know that's Plex. So it's not like people going confused, but I think people just look at someone else's success and they go, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and try to copy that. It's like a rinse and repeat. And it sucks, but enough about that, man. We want to get back to you, though. So it's two songs in particular I want to talk about. I want to get a little more information on. The first song, Safe Words. Talk to us about that. My man did a What did he call it? He did a Quiet Storm rap, dog. And flipped it up on it. Talk to us about this Safe Words track, dog.
Oh, man. Oh, shit, man. That was the whole, you know what I'm saying, within the whole Playboy shit, man. It's just, just having conversations about shit, you know what I mean? Interaction, you know what I'm saying, females and everything. And, you know, a lot of these women's are freaky, you know what I'm saying? They freaky, yeah. You know what I mean? They don't want to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? They buy that life, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, know what I'm saying? Just as far as, shit, man.
To break it down for y'all, when you was younger and it was time for you to go to bed, you would hear the Quiet Storm where everyone talks nice and slow. And now we're going to slow it down. So my man Plex took a concept behind the album and really was on some harmonizing lyrics that were provocative, that really kind of get into business about how it was going to go down. But it was still flowing within the joint where it wasn't like this is a pop song. Like, you still knew it was a rap song, but it had that, to me, it felt like the Quiet Storm. Like I said, it felt like that late night when you ain't supposed to be up and you hear that, the radio got the, and now we're going to slow it down for all the lovers out there.
Like you said, though, man, I was growing up within that age, you know what I'm saying, that era with, you know what I'm saying, that the whole Pretty Ricky shit. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's basically what I'm saying, where it came from. It's like, you know what I'm saying, you had the Bussy Babies, you know what I'm saying, all that type of shit. So, you know what I'm saying, I want to create something of that nature as well, you know what I mean? And to combine it, it was like, shit, you know what I'm saying, what I'm saying, I want no Safe Words, if you got it, you know what I mean? Some female wouldn't have died about that shit, you know what I'm saying, die on top of that here.
We got they're like, nigga, I'm on whatever you on, so let's get into it.
right, know what I mean?
I just thought it was dope that you could take something that is, quote-unquote, it used to be taboo to talk about, you know, sex and in the bedroom, but now, you know, everybody talk about it. But I thought it was dope that you could take it and spit it in a way where it flowed, where it was like, you can't really be offended because it's kind of like you tapping into something that you know. I know what you want. I know this is tapping into something, and you still gave bars to that one. So I thought it was dope to give a X-rated version of a song, but to still drop bars and to still keep the people engaged. Where it wasn't just like this nigga on some weird shit. Like it was really like you tapped into your bag and like I said on your Pretty Ricky shit. You definitely would. You definitely switched it up on that one. But another song that I said, the second song that I really want to talk about, and this one I asked you, I hit you up about this one, so you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about on this one.
Okay.
I heard this track, and I listened to the joint. I'm like, oh, snap. It resonated with me so hard. The track definitely was called Sunday Service. And when I heard this song, it spoke to me in a different way. My grandmother passed in 2016. My grandmother was one of the closest people to me. My grandmother loved me more than anything in this world and loved me dearly. I was her greatest thing. I could do no wrong in my grandma's eyes. And we had a great relationship. But the last day before my grandma passed that year, I had a voicemail that my grandmother had left me probably 5 or 6 months before she passed. And I always kept that voicemail. I still have it to this day. And anytime I need a little motivation, inspiration, I play that voicemail. And your track starts off with a call. And it's like, hey, get up, T. Like, time to go. We got to get ready. And then you go into your flow. When I heard the track, it resonated with me so much because I felt like I said, I felt like I was in, it was tapping into me and my relationship with my grandmother. And hearing the song, I'm like, dog. So one, talk to us about creating that track, and then also, if you can, just share a little bit about just your relationship with you and your grandmother, man.
Oh yeah. So shit, man. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Like you were saying, man. Like most of my grandma, my backbone. You know what I mean? And I couldn't do no wrong with that shit. Like she knew I was a gremlin. She knew I was a gremlin, but she's like, nah, goddamn. just don't get that nigga wet.
Right.
So we don't, that was our bun and everything, man. And as far as just creating that track, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, the voicemails, you know what I'm saying? I got voicemails, you know what I'm saying? That's when I was working. Can't remember the job, but I know it was early morning. You know what I'm saying? I was getting no sense. She would call, man. We literally talked every day. Mm-hmm. Nah, we talked every day. So, you know what I'm saying? I remember, you know what I'm saying, that particular day. Ain't you know what I'm saying? I was late for work. I overslept. You know what I'm saying? And she left that voicemail for me. You know what I mean? So that's, you know, as a course. And I woke up, seen I had a message. You know what I mean? I cool. Called when I got on the road. You know what I'm saying? Spoke to her. Da 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 da. You know what I mean? So just, you know what I'm saying? After her passing, because she passed last year. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The top of last year. So, you know what I'm saying? Just going through that whole phase of living life without her. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And prior to her death, we had she was pushing me to do, you know what I'm saying, to stick with my music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even though I had cussing in it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But she knew I was talking about, you know what I'm saying? I was talking about my life, my experiences and things.
Right.
But like I said, even though she didn't like the whole, you know what I'm saying, the custom aspect of things and, you know what I'm saying, talking about drugs or whatever, she gave me her full support. And she tried to come to one of my shows. I told her, I would love to have you there, but don't be a lot of weed smoking.
Yeah, you can't be there, girl.
You just can't be there. I mean, I tell you that, but you just can't be there.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying, it just kept me going. You kept me going or whatever, so even with her passing, you know what I'm saying, I kind of slowed down on the music, you know what I'm saying, just handling, you know what I'm saying, affairs on that end, and then, I think I'm saying, I had some time off, so I was just sitting back, going through shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to stay productive, trying to stay creative, ran across some voicemails, no matter, I think what caught my attention with it was Father's Day last year. It was crazy. I ended up going to Juicy Crab, my bad. That's another restaurant. But ended up going there and shit, waiting for my food. And for some reason, you know what I'm saying, I just had that, you know what I'm saying, that just the feeling like, yo, check your voicemail. So you know what I'm saying, I'm clearing voicemails up or whatever, and I ran across a voicemail she left, and it was actually a Father's Day voicemail.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So... No, cap, my boy. I broke down. You know what I'm saying, I grabbed my food, got in the parking lot. You know what I'm saying, I broke down and shit. You know what I mean? He's like, yo, that shit was wild. You know what I mean? Like, but you know what I'm saying, but I looked at it too. It was like, you know what I'm saying. I know I'm always gonna be, you know what I'm saying, be protected type shit. So, you know what I'm saying. So after going through that voicemail, I'm like, shit, what else can I find? You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying, I ran across those or whatever. Like, you know what? I can take these clips and I can build something around it. Because I was working on a project called You Need to Finish Your Breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was actually creating, you know what I'm saying, tracks for that or whatever. And one of the songs on there, it was going to be called 4 a.m. on Panola. That was the original name of the song, 4 a.m. on Panola. You know what I'm saying? No features, just me. You know what I mean? And that's around the time when I was working off Panola Road. And I'm out, mm-hmm. I ride down Panola Road.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? You know, title of the song, goddamn, basically what the fuck I was doing in real
life. Right.
You know what I mean? So, now I mean? You know what I'm saying? Just that time frame of, you know what I'm saying? Just being up, you know what I'm saying? That early or whatever, da da da. And, you know what I'm saying, just like with my mindset, where my mind be at around that time or whatever, just how I think, you know what I'm saying, it's going to really be on some, like my version of vice versa type shit on that song. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I'm saying, kind of, that was the original concept, whatever. Goddamn, send some tracks out to Peso. Send some tracks out to Peso, whatever, and I fucked around and sent that beat over.
Mm.
He called me, he like, hey, bro, what you doing with that beat? I got a track, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on songs, so when I speed it for him and shit, he was like, nah, that ain't it. that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? So he like, you know what I'm saying? When I heard the track, like when I heard the track, he was just instant. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? He spit a couple bars, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Within a verse, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sunday morning, listen, bro, granny, listen to Otis Redding. You know what I mean? He like, bro, you got to tap into that. You know what I mean? And at the time, and too, at the time, and too, it was like, I was kind of lost with my music. You know what I mean? I wasn't feeling it type shit. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't until I actually just sat down and, you know what I'm saying, just tuned in, saying, you know what I'm saying, tuned in within myself, whatever, and just thought about my relationship with her, you know what I mean? Because I laid everything, to me, I felt like I laid everything out, you know what I'm saying, in her eulogy, you know what I mean, as far as the poem I did at the funeral, you know what I mean? So I feel like I couldn't say nothing else, you know what I'm saying? And then so after me and Pace had that talk, that back, I'm like, shit. Basically, my verse is just basically a conversation, you know what I'm saying, that's just a collective conversation that we done had over the years. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I started off just, you know what I'm saying, just expressing how I, you know what I'm saying, how I'm dealing with it as of now.
Yeah.
All that time frame up to now and everything, and then when I transitioned into, you know what I'm saying, what's going on, grandson. That was literally just the whole conversation, you know what I'm saying, just collective conversations over the years, right? You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie, bro, you know what I'm saying? He ain't saying it in my verse, you know what I mean? Goddamn, I'm losing my battle, shedding tears on their page, grandma. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit, I literally just spilled everything out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how that track came about, man.
The vulnerability that you showed in that moment to be transparent, to talk about something that's real. For a lot of us within our community, you know, grandparents are very high in our hierarchy of things. You know, you got big mamas, and that's just in the culture of the Black culture. That, you know, grandmas, that's the mecca. You know what I'm saying? That's the glue that holds everything together. You know what I'm saying? That's the creme de la creme, the top of the top. And for you to take that moment and spit from a real place to share how you feeling, how you going through it, how it's going to be in that moment, and Peso killed it as well. But for you to take that moment to be transparent and speak, like I said, to me, it tapped into me the moment I heard it and instantly hit you up. Hey, you got one. Yeah. I hit you up instantly like, dog, this joint right here. Because I didn't even know the project had dropped. I thought it was dropping the next week. I said, dog. Somebody tell me, hold on, I got to get put in the car, played the joint, and instantly when I got to that one, instantly on repeat for me. So, man, shout out to you for taking that moment to share your process. And grief is a weird thing because it's one of those things that it comes and goes, right? Dealing with it. Sometimes you have perfect days, and then you can be in Walmart and check out, and then something hits you, and you like, dang, you don't even, like, what came over me?
It can happen. Yeah.
And I think for you to take that and put it in the track, that's something that's going to live forever. You know, that's always going to be around. You'll always be able to have that. Your kids and your kids' kids will be able to listen to that track that you made, you know, with grandma and just in that process, man. And I know, if you got grandma to approve and have your support for that, I know she's smiling down and proud to see her grandson making things, man, making things happen, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. It's crazy you say that, you know what I'm saying? My oldest son, you know what I'm saying? He was, you know what I'm saying? Of course, he took a hard, you know what I'm saying, with the death, whatever. So when he actually heard that track, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, it was last weekend. You know what I'm saying? Last weekend, you know what I'm saying? We spoke, you know what I'm saying? We talked about it or whatever. And at that moment right there, too, you know what I'm saying? It's the fact that, like, yo, yeah, man. You know what I mean? I can't even say nothing, you know what I'm saying, too much more about it. It was just like,
yeah. You just tapped into a real place. And it's not often, especially now, how people use fake pretend stuff now. But for you to tap into something that was a real moment and let us, in essence, expose yourself to them. Like, I'm doing okay, but I'm actually going through the process now. Like, I'm still in the process of processing everything, and I'm sharing you at this moment. I eventually will probably be okay, but right now, I'm dealing with it, and I'm working through it. So it definitely was great to see that, and just to see your artistry in that moment to show us So a real inside look of just how, you know, you're dealing with that loss. So definitely, yeah. I want to salute to you, my brother, on that one. But as we kind of bring it to a close, man, what you got working on? What you got cooking now, man? I know you always got something in the back pocket, man. So what can people look forward to hearing or seeing from you, man, in the coming months, weeks, days, and years, man?
Well, shit, man, I got a few singles, you know what I'm saying? I'm lining up, you know what I mean, to drop.
Okay.
I mean, most likely, I probably, you know what I'm saying, I put something out probably at the top of the year.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, start the year all right, and shit, everything fall in line, you know what I'm saying, the way I wanted to, I'm going to go ahead and put out, you know what I'm saying, the project, you know what I'm saying, you need to finish the breakfast, you know what I mean, I'm talking about a whole little setup behind that motherfucker, bro, like,
I got you know,
she going to be wild, bro, no, I ain't going to say wild, but it's just going to be on some, you know, like, it's going to be different. I mean, basically, it's gonna be different. Yeah. I mean, especially for the time of era we live in, and then when it come down to, you know what I'm saying, come down to music, whatever. I'm kind of bringing back an essence. You know what I'm saying? That we grew up on type shit. And I know, in a way too, I kind of look at it trying to connect and so try to connect with, you know what I'm saying, the younger crowd as well. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean? Because as much as they talk shit, and what they talk shit about, you know, older folks or whatever, they love the era that we actually grew up in.
Right.
So, in a way, you know what I'm saying, with the music, you know, everything behind it, you know what I'm saying, I want to, you know what I'm saying, to draw men to that. And I'm like, okay, you was fucking with this era, you know what I'm saying, are you, you know what I'm saying, you dress this way or whatever, whatever. Well, I'm gonna take it a step further and I'm gonna draw you in. Like things that, you know what I'm saying, when somebody project dropped back in the day, how it was structured around, you know, how shit was structured around.
Yeah.
You know what I'm gonna bring that back with that, you know what I'm saying, with that project. So stay on the lookout for that, man. That's gonna be dope, bro.
Hey, all your boy asked for, if you could take it back to the old school on one of your projects coming up, if you could lead your boy a section to do an interlude or a little skit in there. You ain't got to leave me no. I ain't got to rap. Just leave me a little interlude section where I can do a little skit or something, little spoken word or something up in there somewhere, dog. That's all your boy asking, man.
Hey, shit. In all honesty, bro, goddamn, like for that project. Now for that project, know what I mean, it can definitely work, man. So we'll goddamn, we'll chop it up on that.
Hey, y'all heard it. We got it live right here, my man. Hey. When you see your boy or you finish your breakfast, hey, the price went up on your boy.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I always like to, before I end any interview with my artist, man, I always want to give them an opportunity to talk directly to the people, man. There may be people that have a misconception. There may be people who don't know you, never heard of you, or just kind of trying to learn more about you. What do you want to just leave the people with, or what do you want them to know? Whatever you want to leave the people, dog, this is your opportunity to speak freely, directly to people, whatever you want to leave them with, dog.
Let's see. You know what I'm saying? First thing first, if I ever offended you, fuck your feelings. but nah, real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? If you like, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you're different. Know what I mean? And you want to know, you want to tap into something that's more, you know, that's authentic and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just tap in with the boy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm locked in on different levels. You know what I mean? Different levels of shit. And I can talk to people and spend and connect with people on the level that they're on. Know what I mean? Without belittling type shit or whatever. I know how to connect with you on whatever level you on. You know what I'm saying? Some demon time, goddamn. Spiritual journey type shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm locked in on shit, man. So, I mean, you can hear it in the music, goddamn. Shit, watching it, you know what I'm saying? Watching this, goddamn, you can see, you know what I'm saying? You see, boy, locked in with shit, you know what I mean? So, fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Just fuck with the kid, man.
Just fuck with the kid. There you go, man. You have it live, man. And before, of course, I want you to let people know where they can reach you at. But before I let you go and get that point, I always like to take this opportunity, man, to speak life into any one of my fellow artists, man. it is a very challenging journey to be an artist, especially in a world where everyone wants to be self-made and do it on their own and pretend like they don't have no help or nothing, man. I want to salute you for your journey, your transparency of just being like, hey, I ain't got it figured out right now, but I'm going to get to where I want to be. I ain't feeling it right now, but eventually I'll be good. For you to process all of that and still to continue going throughout everything that's going on, your journey in life, some of the things you've experienced, dealing with loss, and still being able to show up, still being able to give people dope music, dope concepts, dope performances, and just being something that's a person that's in your lane and not trying to sound or be like anyone else or attached to anything else. I just want to say, man, salute to you for stepping out on, and as the young folks say, standing 10 toes down. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Standing on business and saying, look, this me. This is who I am, and I'm not going to switch that up for nobody, but I'm going to stand 10 toes down and say, look, this who I am. You know what I'm saying? You see, what you see is what you get, and just being your authentic self, man, I want to salute you, my brother, for continuing your journey and just watching your growth in the years that I've known you. I expect nothing but greatness from you as we continue. I expect to definitely collab and do more projects with you. Like I said, your boy, you got my number. I'm always available.
I'm always
available for anything, man. So if you need anything, if I can help you, I just want to tell you, man, salute. But before I let you get out here, man, please let the people know where they can reach you at, drop all your handles, all that good stuff. We'll also drop it. I'll drop it below in the ticket so everybody can see it as well on the visual aspect of it. But just let people know, man, where they can follow you and all that good stuff.
Shit, you can follow me on goddamn, you know what I'm saying, Instagram, NeoPlex, NeauxPlex. I spelled that right.
Goddamn. We're going to
drop in the
video for y'all, too.
Goddamn, Twitter is Playboy Plex. I mean, TikTok, NeoPlex. I mean, Apple, Tidal. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your favorite streaming service is, NeoPlex. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Yeah. Tap in. Let them know. Hey, we sent you, man. Tap in. My man got streaming. Wherever you get your streaming services from, my man is there. He out there doing the YouTube, wherever you at, he going to make sure that his music is there, man. Plex, again, man, I definitely appreciate the opportunity for you allowing me to interview and allowing you to tell your story and talk to the people, man. We'll definitely catch y'all next time. But, hey, please remember, before I exit, always support the arts, man. Be easy.